The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Early Edge. A very happy Tuesday to everybody in the chat. Please hit the like button if you haven't already. And Chris Kish, good morning to you as well. Bradley Jacobs pointing out, I hit my run line late thanks to a double play in the bottom of the ninth. We love to see that, and we love to see the recap screen. 5-2. Listen, there's some bad days and there are some good days. We'll take the good days all day. 5-2. Don't forget, the Saturday edition was 5-1. So 10-3 over our last 13 picks on the Early Edge. We absolutely love to see that. Speaking of picks, I do want to remind everyone before I bring in the stars of the show, we've got the Early Wedge tonight. EC is going to have the day off. It's going to be just me and Patrick McDonald dishing out our team plays. This is a team event. Should be pretty fun. Maybe some different, interesting betting angles. The third person, it's not going to be EC. It's going to be you in the chat. So make sure you join us at 7 o'clock. Jump in there with your picks, your questions. We would love to see you in there on this very channel. Speaking of this channel, it's time to bring on the stars of the show. Let's see if we can run back 5-2, or I don't know, maybe even do it better. We've got Buckets with the top button. We got the sniper picking off the MLB plays. But Mike, I'm going to start with you because I don't really have a dog in the fight in the games last night. I picked the Knicks to win the series. I think the Lakers are underrated. Those two games ended with such a fury. Any reaction, whether it's to both games or either of the games, whether it's the officiating or how well the Lakers played or the Sixers, what's your immediate reaction to last night?
Just the way the Sixers lost that game. They certainly, the Knicks didn't win it. The Sixers lost it for sure. You know, officiating definitely missed the timeout that Nick Nurse was trying to call, but those moments are so chaotic in a building like that. You can't hear anything. You can't really see anything. So it's hard to fault the officials too much on that one there. As far as the Lakers though, I mean, you've got to be pretty deflated. You know, you had double digit leads, both of those games, should have won that one last night, but man, I don't know how they bounce back from it. We'll see what they look like when they come out at home in Los Angeles. But the Nuggets clearly have their number. Nikola Jokic, just absolutely incredible the way he can back anyone to the rim and score pretty much at will when it matters most.
Yeah, it's true. He made Anthony Davis look silly in the post. A couple of those plays in the fourth quarter. Buckets, I got to ask you, you got that top button registered there. Have you cut off the circulation? Are you breathing okay?
Okay, bad timing. Yes, no, we're breathing okay. I got to put on the special Cincinnati red shirts here anytime I'm on a show with M Squared or Sniper to rep the MLB. So I'm a man of many shirts and many talents here.
Yes, and Sniper, Buckets texted you yesterday with some breaking news. He texted you and he said, you want to tell us what he informed you about pre-show?
Yeah, he apparently discovered that they use wood bats in Major League Baseball instead of metal bats like we did in Little League and in Babe Ruth or whatever league follows Little League for most people. So that was fun. I sent him a video, a YouTube compilation of shattered bats that go all somebody had compiled like when the bat head goes right at the pitcher or right at the third baseman or something. And, you know, his reply back was pretty awesome. He said something like, I could still crush it, but that still makes it harder or something like that.
Dude, Matt, I went down an absolute rabbit hole yesterday just from video to video to video. I learned that players do something called corking their bats where they like stuff their bat with stuff to make it hit harder. It's just, it's wild, dude.
Makes it just a little bit like deceptively lighter and others. Yeah.
So listen, Buckets, I want to get to your official picks, but Sniper, you reminded me of something. Is the most famous sort of bat shattering moment, was it Piazza and Roger Clemens of all time?
Yes, it has to be, because it was the World Series, and you know, Clemens threw the bat at Piazza and claimed it was the ball, which is amazing because, you know, everybody throws the ball right at the hitter instead of the first base. But the other one I thought of, just because Buckets just brought up cork and it was fresh in my mind as a Cubs fan, was Sammy Sosa's broken bat with the cork being in it and the cork flying out. But that wasn't nearly as famous because Clemens and Piazza was the World Series.
Absolutely. All right, let's finally get to some official picks. I know everybody in the chat is waiting for that. Mark Buchholz says Sammy Sosa enjoys a nice pork bat. And he also says that he also says the official should be accountable for the Sixers game. Mike, go ahead.
You know, one of Bucket's favorite players, Jorge Soler, actually had a cork bat incident. He was suspended for a bat issue early in his career with the days with the Cubs.
Very, very interesting. And Eric David says Clemens roid rage. Well, that actually is true in that moment. Very, very likely true. All right, Bucket, no roid rage coming from you, although you do enjoy the lift from time to time. We know it because you post the clips. You've posted two picks today in soccer. What you got?
So, when I think of Belgium, I think of something different than everyone else. Most people think of things like Belgian chocolate, speckaloos, waterzooi, Belgian beer, brugas, and Belgian waffles. But I think of something different. I think of very, very bad defenses, because when we look at the Belgian Jupiler League, these are some of the most defensively lackluster performances and clubs that we have seen in any of the leagues in Europe right now. And I am targeting two different Belgian bets for us all here today. We're starting with the matchup between a team called Standard taking on a team called Mechelen, and we're taking over 2.5 goals at -120. If you want to add both teams to score as a same game parlay to get that to plus odds, of course, I love that in this matchup. But these are two teams that, for whatever reason, in the last month have just said, hey, defense doesn't matter. Let's just get in slugfest and have some fun. Mechelen's last four matches, 2-3, 3-2, 2-3, 3-1. Standard's last four matches, 5-1, 3-3, 3-3, 0-0. So you got to be careful about a little 0-0 there. But ultimately, we have two teams that are desperate for points, that are offensive powerhouses, and that do not play defense. For our second match, starting at the same time at 2:30 this afternoon, we're staying in Belgium, and we're looking at the matchup between Westerlo and OH Leuven, and we're taking Leuven, draw no bet, at -105. Frankly, I think Leuven win this outright. I think they probably score more than two goals in this matchup, but I'm playing it safe here because that draw no bet is playable. Leuven right now, not the best team by any means, but their recent form is what we're focused on. They just beat Ghent, one of the top teams in Belgium, 2-1. And after that, they won their next match against STVV as well. This is a team that has only lost one of their last five, taking on a team right now, Westerlo, that has only won one in their last seven. Right now, I'm taking the easy thing. I'm taking the good form. And I'm taking a Leuven side that has been playing well to continue to play well against the worst offensive unit in all of Belgium.
All right. Absolutely love the plays. And by the way, love that Luis Magana is visiting us from Mexico. He says, greetings from Mexico. Absolutely love that. And Dan Torres, Buckets, this one's for you. He says, NBA officiating is as unpredictable as Buckets' hairstyle. I see you have it up today, Buckets. I absolutely
yes. Love. I just take out my 20-sided die. Each number is associated with a different hairstyle. Roll it before the show and throw in whatever number it ends up on.
I absolutely love that. We got to bring the dice back for some home run props, by the way. And speaking of the unpredictability of Buckets' hair, let's talk about how BetMGM is unpredictable, but in a good way. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. A new promo. BetMGM customers will receive a 33% parlay boost token. 33% parlay boost token. Receive that boost for any parlay of 4+ legs and a +400 odds or longer. Log on to BetMGM or onto the BetMGM app for more offer details. Absolutely love to see that. And 33, my lucky number. FYI, when I go to Vegas, that roulette wheel, I've got 33, 29, that third covered, but you don't want to hear about that. You want to hear my picks. You want to hear Mike's picks. You want to hear Sniper's picks. A lot of baseball, a little bit of NBA, right after this message.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
All right, we are back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. I've got a first five pick, but I'm going with a first five total, which you know I typically don't like to do. I usually just like to pick a side here. We win ours yesterday, which was, again, a run line full nine inning play, which, again, is an unorthodox play for me. I'm trying to find the edge, and the edge for me here is the first five over 4.5. We've got Steven Matz against Tommy Henry. I really did want to target Tommy Henry coming into this start. We actually played Tommy Henry first five when Arizona played the Chicago Cubs last week. We got away with one a little bit. We were really just fading Kyle Hendricks in that game. Both pitchers were very bad. Turns out Tommy Henry won. We won our bet. Now, here's the difference here. As much as I want to bet against Tommy Henry, the Cubs really good against lefties. And, you know, we're coming into a situation where St. Louis, Tommy Henry, that matchup, not very good in terms of producing runs. But I'm really playing the fade of both Tommy Henry, because I don't think he's a great pitcher, and Steven Matz. We know Arizona is very good against lefties, and we know Steven Matz hasn't really gone long into games at all. He's not missing a lot of bats. I think these are two pedestrian pitchers that are likely going to get touched up through five innings. I kind of liked the over at plus money, or at least at even money, for the full game of over 8.5, because I don't really think either of these bullpens are very good. But long story short, I'm going to target both of these pitchers, and I'm going to take the over 4.5 at, I believe, yeah, minus 110. So I'll take that one tonight. That is my play. And now we move on to Sniper. Sniper, you've got a play here. Not only one of these two plays that you have here did I also personally look into. I love your first play here. I'm sure both are going to hit, but you've been on a nice little run, Sniper. So it's time for you to give out your MLB picks.
Well, I appreciate that lead-in. Thank you. We'll start in D.C. We're going to go Dodgers over 5.5 runs on the team total here. It's Patrick Corbin day. You hate to keep picking on a guy, but look, at the end of the day, we're trying to make money, and why stray from winners when Corbin has an 8.06 ERA, 1.97 whip? That means he's allowing almost two base runners per inning. If you give up that kind of traffic to the Dodgers, you are absolutely going to get pummeled. Remember, I talk about familiarity a lot. Once a team sees a guy, if they have a quick turnaround and see him again, it's much, much better for the hitters because they just saw his stuff. They just got used to it and they know exactly what to expect. Well, the Dodgers just saw Corbin last week, April 16th, and they scored 5 runs and 6 1/3 innings against him on 9 hits. I think that they will feast so much better this time, but still, that's really good. And they got to 6 runs in that game anyway. The Dodgers had lost 7 out of 9 not too long ago, just a few days ago, but feasted on Sunday against the Mets, day off Monday for travel. I think they're going to start getting back on track here. It's a good spot against Corbin. So almost any of the offensive plays there you might come up with, maybe a Mookie Betts prop. I would love that as well, but I'm just going to go with the Dodgers team total. Also, I'm going to keep riding the White Sox, and that is the White Sox to lose and to get crushed and to be humiliated. They lost 7-0 to the Twins last night. The Twins were 7-13, hitting less than 200 as a team going into that game, and they won 7-0. That's how bad the White Sox are. They're 3-19. Only 5 of their losses have been by 1 run. So if you take those out and the 3 wins, 14 of their 22 games, they've lost by multiple runs. So I'm going to play the run line here on the Twins to win by multiple runs. Pablo Lopez on the hill for the Twins. He's had one bad outing that's kind of messed with his ERA a little bit, but he was great last time out against the Orioles. The Orioles have one of the best offenses in baseball. The White Sox have essentially a triple A, maybe double A offense right now. So Lopez is going to be great in this one. If you want to look at Lopez props, go ahead. The White Sox average 1.96 runs per game. I did not speak. They average 1.96 runs per game. I did not misspeak, I mean. I misspoke there. Wow. Terrible. On the other end, Eric Fetty for the White Sox on the hill. He actually has a 3.10 ERA, but he's been incredibly lucky if you dig into his peripherals. The Twins offense had been awful before last night, but they scored 7 runs. They got it going. Fetty's due for a backslide. So I like a decent number of Twins runs, very few White Sox runs, multiple run win for the Twins.
All right, multiple run win. I got a couple of questions here. First of all, Eric David wants to know, and I know this, I don't think this is one. No, this wasn't one of the games you were targeting, although it might be a pick, or at least related to a pick on Sportsline that Mike McClure has. Matt, I'm going to go to you here. Any thoughts on the Orioles first five minus a half at minus 110? Eric David wants to know. Of course, that's Griffin Canning up against Grayson Rodriguez tonight at 9:38 EST.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I definitely like that. I mean, the Orioles are way better than the Angels, and they're playing pretty well right now. The one thing I remarked yesterday before they won, they were 14-7, now they're 15-7, is they definitely have guys playing well, but I don't feel like as a whole, they're really, really humming along. Like, it's not like every single thing's going right for them, right? Adley Rutschman hasn't gotten hot. Jackson Holliday hasn't hit at all. They don't have much starting pitching depth right now, because Bradish and Means are hurt and working their way back, and they're still winning more than two-thirds of their games. So, yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, and by the way, Orioles was going to be a play for me instead of that Colorado play yesterday. I didn't know what we were going to get out of Albert Suarez in his second start. And
that one's been pretty good. The starting pitching depth's thin, so you don't know, but they've got some cheat codes there, I guess.
And I got to ask you one more question, Sniper, because obviously if you like the Dodgers team total over, you know, a lot of people are going to correlate that potentially to the Dodgers minus 1.5 at about minus 130. So any thoughts there?
The only reason I strayed is James Paxton is on the hill for the Dodgers, and I don't really trust him. And the Nationals have been sneaking up on some good teams this year. Yeah. So I was more like, I know the Dodgers are going to score a lot of runs. Let's just be safe there. In all likelihood, I think the Dodgers will win by multiple runs, but I just didn't trust that one as much because of Paxton being on the hill.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I don't really trust Paxton here as well. Buckets, I got to ask you, this reference on the show that everybody in the chat, I might be pronouncing it wrong, the Saiyan, yeah, who is that?
Oh, buddy, Sia, you're kind of the pop culture guy, aren't you?
I apparently not.
Who Super Saiyan is a reference to one of the most influential, if not the most influential anime of all time, Dragon Ball Z. You ever watch, read any of that?
No, I just see RG3 constantly tweeting about that. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so
we're on the same wavelength a lot, like with our love for A Few Good Men and some sports movies. Never done anime at all either, so that sense that we'd,
I don't have 10 hours to tell you all about the history of Dragon Ball, so we'll have to move on, but it's worth a watch if you haven't.
Mike McClure, have you ever watched Dragon Ball Z? The answer better be no.
I was just confirming that pop culture actually means popular culture. I don't think it's popular in this crowd at all. So no, I have not. I'm not familiar.
All right. Yeah. So Japan says, wow, Sia, you just lost a lot of points. I mean, listen, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I don't know what Dragon Ball Z is. And the anime thing, never super been into that. But I have been into Sportsline picks and Mike McClure's picks. So let's take a quick break and come back with some NBA and some more MLB.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control all desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I'm getting crushed for this Dragon Ball Z thing. I feel pretty good about not knowing anything about it. All right, Sportsline picks. We're going to go to the NBA. And Mike, maybe before you give your MLB pick out, I might get just some quick reaction as to, you know, what you might like in maybe one or both of these games. But we've got the Suns traveling. Well, I shouldn't say they're traveling. They've already traveled to Minnesota. Our Sportsline pick is Kevin Durant over 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 119. I personally like this one as well. I think, obviously, if the Suns are going to be competitive against the T-Wolves, it's going to be a lot on Kevin Durant. And then our next pick is the Mavericks. This one's interesting because the Clippers handled them really easily last game, but the Mavericks minus 2.5 in L.A. This one's at 10:10 Eastern Standard Time. Mike, any reaction to whether it's these picks or not? But I mean, I think the Suns T-Wolves is interesting. I have a showdown with the Maestro. I've got the the T-Wolves plus 110. Maestro has the series price on the Suns minus 130. I still really love the T-Wolves in this matchup. I love their depth. I love that while the Suns are a tough matchup for them, the T-Wolves are also a tough matchup for the Suns. Any reaction to that game in particular?
I lean towards the Suns in this particular game, but only against the spread. When you can get 3.5 or over at BetMGM right now, you can find 3.5 there. Wow. I think that's a drastically different number. I expect a competitive game. If the Suns are going to win this series, I think this game is pretty critical tonight. I expect a great effort though. So I like the Suns +3, +3.5, like the Kevin Durant props over. On the other one, I do expect a big bounce back from the Dallas Mavericks side. Mm-hmm. Not something I'm playing, though.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's definitely a game I'm staying off. If anything, I'd probably lean the T-Wolves -3 if that's the number you get, but probably staying off both of these ones. I do like the KD prop, though. That one I'm probably going to be in on. All right, Mike, we got to get to your baseball pick. I think people earlier in the show were touting your baseball picks that you've already put up on Sportsline. So that's really great. If you want to be a part of Sportsline, super easy. Go to sportsline.com/join. And you all know it. You put in the promo code winners, you get 60% off the annual plan. But Mike McClure, it's time for your MLB pick, at least on this show, The Early Edge. What you got?
I am backing the Houston Astros here today. See, the Houston Astros have been horrible this season so far. I'm trying to remember what the record is. It's like 7-16 or 13, whatever they're at this year. It's been really poor. But one area that they always seem to excel in is hitting left-handed pitching well. They are still third right now in Major League Baseball in weighted on base average against left-handed pitching and weighted runs created plus. I want to pick on Jordan Wicks just a little bit. I love the kid. Went to Kansas State University. That's where I went to school. Big fan. I don't think this is a great matchup, though, when he's at home in a win day. So we've got winds blowing out at Wrigley, the place where it matters the most in Major League Baseball. He is essentially a two-pitch pitcher when he's facing right-handed hitters. He is a lefty. He only throws two pitches to righties. It's a fastball and a changeup. He's thrown his changeup 85 times this year. 84 of the 85 have been to right-handed hitters. We know this Astros team is one that is very analytically sound. They know this information. They will be sitting on those exact two pitches. It will not take much to hit a ball out of Wrigley Field tonight in these conditions. I think this is a good bounce-back opportunity. So I like the Astros here. I think they're going to get after Wicks just a little bit, and I think this is a great spot to back them in a pretty strong hitting environment tonight.
All right. Absolutely love it. Astros, we know how hot you've been in baseball. Buckets, before I go to the recap screen, anything else on anime? I'm getting crushed here, but I got to say, Big Cheesy says, what's anime? And I absolutely love that comment.
See, we don't have time to talk about it. This whole sleeve is from an anime called Kimetsu no Yaiba, which is a Japanese anime that translates into Demon Slayer. I am covered in anime pieces, so I'm a little frustrated with you right now. I think I'm going to need to step back and kind of sit, you know, just relax for a bit, honestly.
So cultured with all the Belgian speak on the front end, and then we find out everything that's going on with the art on your body. Absolutely love it. But the anime thing, I just can't get behind that. My reaction to that is Matt Snyder's face right now. Go ahead, Buckets.
I will say, Sia and Matt, I'm not sure about you. I think I'm also the only single one on the show. I'm not saying there's a direct correlation there, but I'm not saying there's not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a very good point. All right. Let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Buckets, the king of anime, Standard and Mechelen over 2.5 at -120 and Leuven DNB -105. I promise I won't make the Dave Matthews Band reference. Whoops, too late. Diamondbacks, Cardinals, first five over 4.5. That's my play today. Sniper, Dodgers, team total over 5.5 at -120. And the Twins, -1.5 at -115. And Mike McClure going with the Astros money line at -110. And then finally, sports line picks, KD, a.k.a. Kevin Durant, over 35.5 points, rebounds, and assists at -119. And the Mavericks, -2.5 at -108. All right, ladies and gentlemen, absolutely incredible show. We covered it all. Some reaction from last night. And some good vibes coming into the day with a 5-2 day yesterday. We're going to try to run it back in the MLB and the NBA and soccer streets. And we're doing that, of course, with Buckets, with the Sniper, with Mike McClure, with Jake the Snake, always here on the ones and twos and threes and fours. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Let's cash some tickets. I am the counselor. This is the Early Edge. Don't forget about the Early Wedge tonight, 7 o'clock. We rest our case.
All right. Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.